With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. FBI Director Kash Patel back on Capitol Hill this morning. Following yesterday's contentious hearing in the Senate, Patel crossed swords with Democrats Adam Schiff and Cory Booker. Today, Patel is before lawmakers in the House. Authorities are hunting for the driver of a vehicle that rammed the gate. The FBI's Pittsburgh field office early today, tossing an American flag over the gate before taking off.
The FBI says they consider the incident a targeted attack. No one was hurt. Assistant Special Agent Christopher Giordano told reporters in Pittsburgh that the car appeared to have some sort of message on one of the side windows and that the man was no stranger to the FBI. Giordano said he did come here to the FBI field office a few weeks ago to make a complaint that didn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm Julie Walker.
Windsor Castle, the focus of today's historic state visit to England by President Trump and the First Lady. Correspondent Danica Kirkus says the Trumps have been welcomed to the royal estate by King Charles and Queen Camilla.
The state banquet on Wednesday night promises to be an absolute unforgettable affair for the 160 people who are going to be lucky enough to sit around a huge mahogany table the size of half of an American football field to get a chance to see pomp and ceremony at its very best. There'll be tiaras, there'll be diamonds, there'll be decorations.
And tomorrow, the president gets down to business. He meets with British Prime Minister Starmer. Aggravated murder among the charges lodged against accused assassin of Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. He could be sentenced to death if he's convicted. On Wall Street, the Dow trading about 239 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 106 points. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are getting together.
They represent many different denominations and will gather in London on Saturday to issue a warning, namely that the country is straying from the faith of its fathers. Event organizers say, quote, by ignoring Britain's Christian heritage, we've endangered human life, weakened society, and created a fragmented nation without a unifying vision for its future. Attendees are also scheduled to sign a document to that effect called the Westminster Declaration. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Attorney General for New South Wales, Australia, confirms that a new anti-conversion law does ban prayer for youngsters who are struggling with homosexuality. When asked for clarification, Michael Daly explains that the law does not prevent teaching or practicing religion, but does forbid any prayer-based practice to change or suppress someone's sexual orientation or gender identity. This prohibition also extends to conversations that parents may have with their kids in private. SRN News. There's a major recall at Costco.
The company is recalling bottles of store brand Prosecco because they could shatter without warning. Costco says the recall affects Kirkland Signature Prosecco Valdobbiadene purchased between April 25th and August 26th. Bottles were sold in stores in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Costco is sending letters to affected customers. Jason Walker reporting.
Israeli troops and tanks are pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of a ground offensive, and civilians who did not or who could not heed previous warnings from the Israelis to evacuate are now doing so in large numbers. More details at SRNNews.com.